We coming in Thursday night on into Friday. Lows in the morning, 40s and 50s. To near 70, low 70s under sunshine all day. Partly cloudy Thanksgiving Day. By nightfall, a good chance of showers. Spotty for the afternoon Thursday with highs of low 70s. Good rain chance Thursday night and Friday. Some of the rains could be locally heavy. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4 at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Destination unknown. All right. We're here. We're back. Believe it or not. Switzerland, that I want to draw everybody's attention to, is a Willens nation, nation of volition rather than a nation state. It's a Willens nation, Willens. I want to bring your attention to it because, well, it shares its currency with Liechtenstein, which is a German confederation or a German kingdom. If you look at the World Economic Forum, it is a kingdom that will surely name King George the Third, King Charles. King George, he's who we fought a revolution and a war of independence against. He was the English who is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. The English have been from Saxony for some time, and they have betrayed us. The European Union is Rome, for anyone who's not paying attention. It is the confederation of states, of nation states, many of whom which were, they gave up everything to join the EU, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland. They gave up everything that they had left as a nation state. Switzerland is not part of the European Union. It's not part of the European Union. So when you look at all these attacks upon nation states, and you think about them, it's asymmetric warfare. The Exxon Valdez, that was asymmetric warfare. The Caso Busan, which happened out here in San Francisco, it bumped up against the Bay Bridge. It was named the Caso Busan after being piloted or whatever into China. And then the crew, all of them, offloaded. The German crew offloaded all of them. And a Chinese crew put on board so they could run the vessel over here and put the pilot on board and have him prosecuted in administrative hearings of the Coast Guard, who I've been saying for the longest period of time, the Coast Guard is not a branch of military. They are saying that they are. It's supposed to be in the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Homeland Security. That was a ruse pulled off by Bush and his father, President George Herbert Walker Bush. This has been many, many, many decades in the making, the taking down of America, over a hundred years ago in 1913, the British, through J.P. Morgan Jr., J.P. Morgan Sr., gave us the Civil War and took many American assets away from us, just like they did with Bear Stearns and the most recent thing carried on by J.P. Morgan Jr. or his heir apparents, Archie Morgan Jr., who I have a great level of dealings with. Archie Morgan Jr. carried on a prosecution of me. He referred me over to the Coast Guard to have me invest. Of the Coast Guard that I am not in and never have been in. But back to the Swiss. The Swiss declared neutrality and were treated as neutrals, although they were German and got all sorts of German, well, they were the Bank of Germany during the World War II and World War I. And if you look at the Switzerland, the Swiss, they are predominantly German. They are Italian, fascist, Italy. They are French also, which, you know, threw up its arms as the Germans came in. And sure, they fought a clandestine war throughout much of World War II. The French government was in another country trying to carry on the war. This is a continuation of the very same things that we saw stemming and coming from Nazi Germany. You know, Dick Cheney, who was involved in 9/11, carrying it on, called these wars from 1915, which is the same time that the Coast Guard was created, to 1990 or thereabouts, as the Long War. The Long War. And if you think about that and think about why he did that, all these wars were one war, the long war of, you know, the German nation trying to take over. And they have done that pretty good. We'll get back into Swiss and FIFA. That's what brought my attention to and why I'm bringing up some of these issues and Liechtenstein and more. We'll be back. We got our first break.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence News and the Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Well, you probably heard, Metry Diner moved to the heart of Mattery, 3804 Veterans. Of course, they still got breakfast all day, every day, 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. on the weekends. If you need it quick on your way to work, weekdays before 10 a.m., get ham, bacon, or sausage breakfast biscuits in 10 minutes or they're free. Metry Diner has great lunch and dinner specials. Thursday night's always steak night with beautiful ribeyes and fillets. People love the mozzarella sticks, onion rings, burgers, meatballs, fried jalapenos, and green peppers. Well, they do make just about everything from scratch at Metry Diner. Don't forget the beignet fries and crawfish cornbread. Come see us. 3804 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Finer than your usual diner. Metry Diner.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
All right, we're back. Geneva is in Switzerland. I hope everybody knows that. It's taken for granted. But Geneva is where the Geneva Conventions have been held. And they hold these things in Switzerland, like the World Economic Forum, because it's a clearinghouse for all the knowledge of all the countries, all the conventions, so to speak. I mean, where would you have them? Would you not have them where you think that the world would establish the next generation of fascism corporatism and collectivism in one fell swoop. The World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy in Geneva. It's not in Geneva, it's in the three cities are home to the headquarters or offices of international organizations such as the World Trade Organization in Switzerland, the World Health Organization in Switzerland. They're split up between Zurich, Geneva, and Basel. The ILO, Independent Labor International Labor Organization, that my union was a member of, and my union was run by the mob. The mob, mafia, is organized crime. It's what is running the world right now. It's the, you can call them the Masonic, like P2 propaganda duo out of Italy. But the FIFA is the football association, international, it stands for the Federation Internationale de Football Association. It's an international governing body of the association of football, beach football, and futsal. It was founded in 1904. That's when the Swiss tunnel to Italy was the first one was finished or created, to oversee the international competition among the national associations of Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. You have to think about how many of those countries that I've named are actually still or soon to be kingdoms. This is about republics, if you will, Benjamin Franklin said, what kind of republic do you have? And he answered, republic, if you can keep it. It seems that we can't keep it. Switzerland comprises 211 national associations. Do you understand? They not only reap the benefits of housing these organizations like WHO, but the information that comes from the meeting of these organizations, WHO and World Trade Organization, but they've been involved in racketeering, wire fraud, money laundering, and it controls the world. It has, I wish I could express it better. I've been under attack for a very long time by the U.S. Coast Guard, who wants to keep it quiet, who wishes to impose upon people's free speech. I wish that people would start to expose the Swiss involvement up to and including the 1900 into the 2020, 21, 22 as an ongoing system of fraud that they want to, they want to create an international monetary fund that you already have, but a digital one to make it easier for them to intervene in everyone's life. This isn't for our benefit. This is for their benefit. This is these national associations must each also be members of one of six regional confederations into which the world is divided. Africa, Asia, Europe, North and Central America, the Caribbean, Oceania, and South America. Wow. Alan Dulles, who was, I don't know what else to call him, but a Nazi, he was stuck or found himself spending 2 years of his life, it's a long time, in Switzerland. And the Swiss are German. They have a close association with and a tunnel, two tunnels directly to Italy, who is tied directly at the hip with fascism, Mussolini, you know, corporatism, the marriage of the corporation. And the, these corporations are big, like General Motors, you know, a company so big it can't be taken down, at least now, or before now, it seemed that way, that it can't or won't. But now there's some sight set on General Motors of taking it down. General Electric, same. It was started by J.P. Morgan, the money trust. You know, the only way I can see to get rid of the problem, because you've heard that all roads or all corruption comes from money. Money is the root of all evil. And I would say that doing away with money would be a no-brainer. But how can we do that? We have so much wealth up in space that they want to make sure that you are a member of a corporation or a royal family before we get off of this planet. We're going to break top of the or bottom of the hour. It's a long break.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie...
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. A Lake Charles area teen died last night in a fiery crash after running a stop sign on State Highway 397. State Police Trooper Derek Senegal says young Philip Connor's vehicle was hit by an oncoming SUV, causing it to burst into flames.
He wasn't able to exit his vehicle. Therefore, he suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene.
Connor was a student at St. Louis Catholic High and was on the soccer team. Organizers of a recall effort against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell have taken their message to local television in spots asking for support. The effort will need over 54,000 verified signatures by February 23rd in order to get a recall vote on a local ballot, and has about 35% of that number already. Cantrell is under fire for extravagant travel and taxpayer money, appearing friendly to criminals at times, and most recently, an alleged affair with her bodyguard at a city-owned apartment in the French Quarter. This is news from LRN.
If you have Medicare, this important message is for you. Your free information kit from Vantage Health Plan will show you how easy it is to have the freedom to live a healthy life. Call 855-LIKE-VHP to request this free information. With Vantage, you have all-in-one Medicare Advantage plans for as low as $0 per month. Just call 855-LIKE-VHP now to get your free information kit today.
Vantage Health Plan is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Vantage depends on contract renewal. Not all benefits are available in every plan.
Your approach to healthcare can have a major impact upon your well-being and that of your family. So if you think chiropractors are just back doctors, you could be overlooking an important member of your healthcare team. Chiropractic physicians are committed to enhancing your overall health and well-being without drugs or surgery. That's why millions of people are turning to chiropractic as their first choice for family healthcare. Safe, effective chiropractic care. It's a good choice for everyone.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Chiropractic Association.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on.
All right. People don't realize the amount of corruption coming out of Switzerland and the Swiss, who are German. They were a neutrality, an armed neutrality in the World War II, only so they could sell weapons to the Germans and everybody else, the Americans, the British. That's why the Netherlands was a neutral country as well, but it sold mostly to the Germans and was a back door for the German manufacturing base to win World War II, which I argue, and I have said before, the Germans, because they, you know, used the Geneva Conventions to change our Department of War into a Department of Defense and to switch it from Article 1 into Article 2. So it was always, it was a full-time military. And people don't realize that they still think we have separation of powers. We don't. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1946, established that we don't have a separation of powers anymore. 1946, so for 75 years or more, we've been operated under the belief that we have a separation of powers, but we really don't, because the Federal Administrative Procedure Act took the judicial powers away from Congress, or the legislative powers away from Congress, and the judiciary powers away from the Article 3 branch of government, our judiciary, and married them together. All three branches of the government were married together under the executive branch. And, you know, Madison said any two of the great powers are, you know, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial powers. Those are the three great powers. But Madison wrote in Federalist 51 that any two of the great powers found together in the same place or in the same branch would result in tyranny. And that's where we find ourselves today. It's taken some time to get here from 1946. It's been, you know, creeping fascism. We had an astute, you know, people would, I won't say anything, but in 1957, the Supreme Court ruled that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under the executive branch, that they're not supposed to compete with our judicial branch of government. So anyone who opts out or would defer to a Article 3 real court hearing their matters gets beat up, to where every person, every individual who sought legal action in 911 got their matters heard by an executive branch officer, a policeman. So the people who oversaw the 9/11 Families Victim Compensation Fund were police officers. There were police officers, and one of them was in charge eventually of my hearing, which I said he can't be a shipping commissioner, but they ruled and took it that they were shipping commissioners. The shipping commissioner was created in 1872, to 100 years after we declared independence and fought for it. But in 1872, again, the U.S., realizing the need for shipping commissioners, they were Article III judicial officers who went out on the ship and made sure that people were being signed on and signed off properly. They were judicial officers who were there at payoff. And I saw them in action in the 1890s or 1980s. They eventually did away with them. This is a problem in leaving an unfunded mandate. You can't leave unfunded mandates before Congress, because the executive branch can fill it with whomever they want, and they filled it with police officers. Let me go to caller, Cajun Buccaneer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, Eric. Listen, this is a magnificent show, as always, and you're exposing all the truth. First of all, we must expose the demonic hypocrites from hell. And you're telling the truth. You've always been telling the truth since you've been on the air. Brothers and sisters, we must stop all the communistic, socialistic, and anti-American demonic hypocrites. Brothers and sisters, wake up. Don't take your vaccinations. Don't wear a mask. Wake up, America, before they exterminate all of you.
Wait. I'm going to interrupt you for 1 minute because as it turns out, you know, I'm doing pretty bad because they've hammered on me. I'm most likely going to take my program off the air.
Well, people need to help you as much as possible. We need to keep you on air as much as possible because we need to make sure that we keep, you know, freedom alive. Wake up, America. Blow your whistle and give. Amen.
So, people need to point out and go to, you know, would say Alex Jones or whomever go to, because it's coming out of Switzerland. The World Economic Forum is just one, it's the central hub of it. Klaus Schwab should be seen as akin to, it was Ian Fleming with James Bond series who nicknamed the evil organization as Spectre. But it was really, you know, what he was telling us about is the World Economic Forum and their precursors in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderbergs, the because these are unelected people who run the show, who run government. And I was looking at something, FIFA, who, you know, you can look at, it's the Federation International de Football Association. It's football. Is an international governing body of association football, beach football, whatever. It was founded in 1904. A lot of things happened in that year. The tunnel from Switzerland to Italy was first formed. And I'm talking about a tunnel through the Alps that went to fascist Italy. It's an international competition among the national associations of Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, the Netherlands, you know, think of Deutsch, that is the Netherlands, Spain, think of Franco. You know, how long did Franco, a devout fascist, he's a militarist, someone who just used the military to run the Spanish government for 40 years, Sweden and Switzerland. Sweden is a monarchy. Headquartered in Zurich, Switzerland is its membership now comprises 200 national associations. These national associations must each also be members of one of six regional confederations into which the world is divided. It's what Huxley told us about Oceania.
Place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben's Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben's Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000. 7-6.
We're back. Reports by investigative journalists, I'm just reading right off of FIFA website on Wikipedia. Reports by investigative journalists have linked FIFA leadership with corruption, bribery, and vote rigging. Gee, sounds like the American system of vote rigging related to the election of FIFA president Sepp Blatter and the organization's decision to award the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Qatar's a kingdom. It's a blatant kingdom. That's where, you know, I'm thinking of anyways, I'll But on May 27th, 2015, several of these officials were arrested by Swiss authorities who were launching a simultaneous but separate criminal investigation to how the organization awarded the 2018-2022 World Cups. These officials were also indicted in the U.S. and expected to be extradited to face there as well. Many officials were suspended by FIFA's ethics committee, including Sepp Blatter and Michael Platini. In early 2017, reports became public about FIFA president Gianni Infantino, attempting to prevent the re-elections of both chairman of the ethics committees, Cornel Brugleri and Hans-Joachim Eckert, during the FIFA Congress in May 2017. On 9 May 2017, following Infantino's proposal, FIFA Council decided not to renew mandates of Brugleri and Eckert. Together with the chairman, 11 of the 13 committee members were removed. That's a dry run for the elections here. They use them, did a test run on FIFA and then use them here in the 2020 elections. The connections to Switzerland are insurmountable. They are, if you know history and read through the history of the FIFA, it's centered in Switzerland. All of these organizations, they say that the Swiss banking is one of the most corrupt in the world. You look at the amount of money the Nazis were able to hide a ton of their money there, and they didn't recover it all. This goes to hiding stuff in the Swiss Alps in the tunnels that were there, paintings and more. They didn't recover everything from World War II. Hitler, as one example, was shown by Scott Kennedy in a series, Hunting Hitler. And I think it shows a compelling evidence that Hitler survived past the bunker in 1945, where he allegedly killed himself. And I think Alan Dulles was part of this that helped him escape to Argentina, where they set up shop. Look at Argentina. It's had runaway inflation for the last 20, 30, 40 years. They're doing it to impoverish the people so they can't rise up again against people who have the landed gentry or landed gentry of that nation. And they're doing it here in America. The Biden, he says he's from Ireland. It's from North Ireland. It's a part of England. It's a part of England. It is a sovereign state, a kingdom. It is a sovereign one of the parts of the Commonwealth. I'm thinking of, I just wish I could express myself. I feel so bad that I had a heart or a stroke, two strokes, and that I'm trying to get information out to people to wake up. And one thing, I recently was on the Freedom Phoenix and I can't get any information out on there. It's I had Judge Deary, who is the special master in Trump's case. He was. It's now they've assigned a special counsel. He was a special master. Who was the, he was a New York State District Court judge, not even appellate judge. And he was from New York, and he sat on my appeal out here in the Ninth Circuit. That is how brazen, that is how bold these cliques are. And they are cliques, they're little mafia groups. They're Italian, they're British, they're, you know, German, they're Jewish, they're French. They're organized crime. They are. And when someone gets caught up in something so big, people should listen and try to help out. I've been exposing and telling them, telling you who they are and what they're up to. They wish to, you know, they're pulling the economy next. They're going to pull the United States dollar and plunge it so that they can come up with the newest answer. It's they're using the Hegelian dialectic to the problem, reaction, solution. And it's not the solution that all of us would ask for. It's their solution. It's they create the problem, then we react to it, and they give us a solution. It's you know, you need to start waking up and smelling the roses and fight back and you know, see what's coming and think of an alternative. Or you know, the digital dollar is not the answer. The digital dollar is not the cure. The digital dollar will end up in more corruption. And you know, you don't want a digital dollar. It should be expensive to make, to print the money, to counterfeit it. Well, hopefully everybody will have a good Thanksgiving. They'll think of me somehow, some way. And hopefully I'll still be around after the holiday. Unless I eat too much turkey. That's it. We're going to the end of the show. Have a good Thanksgiving. And don't eat too much turkey. It'll put you to sleep. More so than my show. All right. Peace, people.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays.